Do you think mushrooms are just another vegetable? So do millions of people, until they discover that this mysterious organism doesn't photosynthesize like plants, absorbs nutrients like animals, and belongs to a strange hidden kingdom of its own. And yet, humans manage to cultivate nearly 50 million tons of mushrooms every year. The secret journey of this superfood begins deep within warm, moist substrates inside high-tech farms, where tiny spores grow into white, fruiting bodies in complete darkness before being carefully harvested. From there, with the help of advanced machinery and the skilled hands of dedicated workers, these humble mushrooms steadily move toward their ultimate mission, becoming a staple ingredient in millions of dishes around the world. Today, join Agriculture Insight as we step behind the scenes of the $60 billion mushroom industry and uncover how this silent organism is quietly leading a global revolution in sustainable food. All of this and more awaits you in this video. As one of the oldest foods on the planet, mushrooms were once believed to be the food of the gods, reserved exclusively for royalty and the elite in ancient times. Out of approximately 2,000 edible mushroom species, only about 20% are cultivated on an industrial scale, with familiar varieties like shiitake, enoki, and especially white button mushrooms, which account for 40% of the global market. In the race to dominate the multi-billion dollar mushroom industry, China leads by a wide margin, producing over 90% of the world's supply thanks to massive-scale, low-cost cultivation. Meanwhile, countries across the globe such as the United States, the Netherlands, and Poland stand out for their advanced technology, consistent quality, and strong exports of premium-grade mushrooms. With a meaty, slightly chewy texture, high plant-based protein content, low calories, and rich fiber, mushrooms are often dubbed nature's clean meat, especially popular in modern vegetarian cuisine. In the world of fine dining, mushrooms can even take on a luxurious image, as seen with the white truffle, the most expensive mushroom today, fetching prices as high as $7,000 per kilogram. Have you ever wondered where the mushrooms you eat every day, on pizza, in noodles, or in salads, actually come from? The journey of a mushroom begins with an organic feast called the substrate, a nutrient-rich mixture that serves as the mother soil for fungi. This is a crucial step that determines the yield, quality, and uniformity of the final product. No matter how advanced the technology is, a mistake at this stage can lead to the failure of the entire crop. Unlike plants, mushrooms have no roots and don't need sunlight. Instead, they grow by directly absorbing organic matter from their surroundings. Depending on the species, the substrate formula is adjusted accordingly. For example, oyster mushrooms prefer straw and soft sawdust, while shiitake mushrooms thrive on cellulose-rich wood chips. The process begins by collecting carbon and nitrogen-rich materials such as wheat straw, hardwood sawdust, ground corn cobs, aged chicken manure, used coffee grounds, or cocoa husks. The straw and other dry components are soaked in tanks or water systems to soften their structure and increase initial moisture content. Next, additives like gypsum, limestone, or rice bran are mixed in to adjust the pH, neutralize odors, and help control toxic gases during the composting process. The substrate is composted for 5 to 10 days, during which aerobic microorganisms break down organic matter, generating heat and raising the internal temperature to 50 to 70 degrees Celsius. The rising steam is a clear sign that fermentation is progressing effectively. The mixture is regularly turned to ensure uniform decomposition and to prevent anaerobic conditions. Next comes the pasteurization stage, where the mixture is treated with hot steam at 58 to 65 degrees Celsius for 6 to 8 hours. The goal is to eliminate pathogens, retain beneficial microbes, and create an ideal environment for mushroom mycelium to thrive. After composting and sterilization, the compost is shredded and loosened by a machine, then passed through a continuous conveyor system to increase aeration. The mushroom spawn, typically grain kernels inoculated with mycelium, is evenly spread over the compost using an automatic spreading system, ensuring accurate distribution and providing an ideal foundation for mycelial growth. Once mixed with spawn, the compost is packed into trays, bags, or bins, depending on the farm's setup, and placed in sealed incubation rooms arranged in tiers for space and climate efficiency. This 14 to 21 day stage is kept at 24 to 26 degrees Cev, 95% humidity and low light, allowing the mycelium to spread across the substrate like a white web. At this stage, a special layer called casing is added to the surface of the compost trays. This casing is typically made from peat moss, fine soil, or a mixture of crushed limestone, and sometimes mixed with sterilized clay or fine sawdust to adjust moisture retention and texture. The materials are blended using large mixing machines with spiral blades which fluff the soil, break up clumps, and ensure an ideal, airy, and uniform mixture. The casing layer doesn't provide much nutrition, but plays a crucial physiological role. It triggers changes within the mycelium system, stimulating the transition from the vegetative stage to the fruiting body formation stage. The casing layer plays a physiological role, triggering the mycelium's transition from the vegetative stage to fruit body formation. To maintain moisture, prevent erosion, and create a stable, cool environment for mycelial development, water is gently sprayed onto the casing layer using an automated irrigation system. Growers adjust the environment by lowering the temperature to 16 to 20 degrees Celsius, introducing dim light, and increasing ventilation to stimulate mushroom pinning. After 5 to 7 days, mushroom pins begin to appear and grow rapidly, often doubling in size within 24 hours, and reach harvest size within the next 3 to 5 days. This is also when skilled hands and synchronized machines take part in one of the most sensitive and crucial stages, mushroom harvesting. At large-scale industrial mushroom farms, automated harvesting machines are used to quickly collect mushrooms in large quantities. These systems are typically integrated directly into multi-tiered growing racks, where thousands of mushrooms grow evenly on substrate trays. At harvest time, mechanical sweeping arms move along each tier, pushing mature mushrooms onto a conveyor belt below. The machine can process up to 600 kilograms of mushrooms per hour, 3 to 5 times faster than manual labor, cutting labor costs by up to 70% and ensuring timely harvest before mushrooms overgrow within 24 hours. However, due to its bulk sweeping mechanism, around 5 to 10% of mushrooms may get bruised or have broken stems. And if you're the type who gets mildly OCD about imperfect mushrooms on the conveyor, don't worry, there's still a more delicate option, hand picking, where each mushroom is selected and handled like a work of art. In this method, the mushroom picker uses hands, knives, scissors, or specialized tools to gently detach the mushrooms from their substrate without crushing the stems or leaving any soil behind. The plump, white mushrooms, as soft as cotton, are carefully placed into breathable trays, with each movement resembling the careful handling of a fragile, living creature. The key factor is timing. Just a few hours of delay, and the mushroom caps can spread open, becoming soft and losing their freshness. Some mushroom varieties can double in size overnight, making the picker's task feel like waiting for the birth of a child. Always alert. Mushrooms have the ability to communicate through an underground network called mycelium, which helps them exchange nutrients and alert each other of potential threats. However, when harvesting, the picker cannot make the mushrooms sense their intrusion. Therefore, they must be extremely careful not to disturb this delicate network. An experienced worker can harvest over 1,000 mushrooms a day. They must quickly identify which mushrooms meet the standard and remove any that are moldy, cracked, or have damaged stems. Thus, each mushroom is not just a product of nature, but also part of a refined ecosystem where humans and nature harmoniously coexist. In modern mushroom farms, harvesting robots have become powerful allies, replacing humans in tasks that require precision and gentleness. Equipped with smart cameras and image processing technology, these robots can accurately identify mushrooms that meet quality standards and gently pluck them without damaging their delicate stems. Next, the mushrooms are passed through a circular blade to trim off any excess stem, ensuring a neat and uniform appearance. With the ability to operate continuously without fatigue, robots help increase productivity, reduce labor costs, and maintain consistent quality. Although they have yet to fully replicate the finesse of human hands, these steel arms are clearly paving the way for a new era, where technology and agriculture join forces to elevate the humble mushroom in the age of smart production. Meanwhile, right after being separated from the substrate, the mushrooms are quickly transferred to the primary sorting area, where the first evaluation takes place, determining the next journey for each individual mushroom. Here, skilled workers or intelligent image scanning systems carefully inspect each mushroom based on strict criteria, from size, stem curvature, and cap color, to the surface cleanliness and overall integrity. Mushrooms that meet the standards, straight stems, evenly rounded caps free from bruises, are moved to the next processing stage. In contrast, those with cracked caps, damaged stems, or uneven shapes are sorted out for other uses, such as further processing or drying. Within a fraction of a second, the system can deliver accurate and consistent decisions, a seamless blend of machine speed and human-defined standards. Sorting may seem simple, but it is a crucial step in defining product quality, where each mushroom is treated not merely as a piece of agricultural produce, but as an individual unit, carefully selected before it reaches the consumer's hands. After being sorted, the mushrooms continue their journey on specialized ventilated trays, typically made from high-grade food-safe plastic. These trays are designed for durability and optimal airflow, helping to protect the mushrooms from bruising during internal transport, while also maintaining the right humidity and temperature to prevent wilting or dehydration before the next processing stage. An automated conveyor system moves the trays along pre-programmed routes to designated processing zones, such as washing, slicing, fresh packaging, or further processing. Thanks to this seamless system, the factory can handle several tons of mushrooms per day with impressive accuracy and an extremely low rate of damage. This is a key factor that enables the modern mushroom industry to preserve freshness, consistency, and food safety. From farm to supermarket, from family meals to high-end dining tables. Mushrooms that meet commercial standards, uniform, intact, and visually appealing, are packed into plastic containers, then either wrapped in plastic film or vacuum sealed, depending on preservation requirements. In addition to whole mushrooms, some fresh mushroom products are sliced to suit quick preparation needs or the ready-to-eat food market. The packaged mushrooms are then labeled, marked with expiration dates, and placed in cold storage, awaiting distribution to supermarkets, restaurants, or export to international markets. Meanwhile, another portion of the mushrooms is sent to advanced processing lines to be turned into delicious, convenient canned mushrooms with a long shelf life. After being carefully sliced to uniform thickness, the mushroom pieces are ready for the canning process, a stage where hygiene and precision are paramount. Before the slices are added, the tin cans are thoroughly cleaned and sterilized with hot steam to ensure food safety. Then, the mushrooms are portioned into the cans, followed by a brine filling station, where a light saltwater solution, sometimes enriched with citric acid or color stabilizers, is added to help preserve and maintain the mushroom's natural flavor. From farm to table, the journey of the mushroom ends with cleanliness, precision, and convenience. A testament to the perfect harmony between nature and technology. But if you think this is all the food industry has to offer, get ready, because what comes next will truly surprise you. Here in the United States, around 200 tons of truffles are harvested annually, a mere speck compared to the mountains of corn and wheat we produce. Why the tiny number? Well, truffles aren't easy to grow or find. They demand the perfect combination of tree roots, soil chemistry, and sheer luck. Plus, these fungi grow slowly, often taking years to mature. This scarcity is why truffles can fetch hundreds or even thousands of dollars per pound. Talk about being worth their weight in gold. Literally. Timing is everything in the truffle game. The best time to harvest truffles is during the cooler months, typically from late fall to early winter. Why? That's when they've developed their signature aroma, an earthy, nutty perfume that makes foodies weak in the knees. In the US, Oregon is the truffle capital, thanks to its truffle-friendly trees like Douglas firs and hazelnuts. Other states like California and Washington are also making their mark in the truffle scene. But how do we find these underground gems? Enter our unlikely heroes, pigs and dogs. When it comes to finding truffles, humans are practically useless without a little help. That's where pigs and dogs step in, acting as nature's ultimate truffle detectors. Let's dive into their unique roles and the techniques that make them indispensable in the world of truffle hunting. Pigs have an innate talent for sniffing out truffles, thanks to a chemical compound in truffles that mimics a pheromone found in boar saliva. This makes truffles irresistible to pigs, especially females. Their powerful noses can detect truffles buried up to a foot beneath the soil, and their enthusiasm for digging them up is unmatched. However, there's a catch. Pigs love truffles so much that they often try to eat them. This leads to a literal tug of war between farmer and pig. Imagine a 200-pound sow wrestling with her handler over a truffle worth $500. It's as chaotic as it sounds, and while entertaining, it's not exactly efficient. While pigs have been traditional truffle hunters for centuries, their food-motivated nature makes them a bit of a liability. Plus, their size and strength can lead to damage in truffle orchards. This is why many modern truffle hunters have shifted to using dogs. Enter the dogs, who have become the preferred truffle hunting partners for modern foragers. With training, dogs can detect truffles just as accurately as pigs, but without the appetite for the prized fungi. Popular breeds for truffle hunting include Legato Romagnolos, a curly-haired Italian breed, and even Labradors and Spaniels. Training a truffle dog takes time and patience. It begins with teaching the dog to recognize the distinct scent of truffles, often using samples hidden in training grounds. Once the dog associates the scent with a reward, usually treats or playtime, they're ready for the field. In the forest, these dogs work closely with their handlers, sniffing the ground and signaling when they've found something promising. The bond between dog and handler is crucial. It's a partnership built on trust and mutual respect. Thank you. Once a truffle is located, the human forager steps in to extract it. Harvesting truffles is a delicate operation that requires precision and care. Using specialized tools, foragers carefully dig around the truffle to avoid damaging it or disturbing the surrounding soil too much. The goal is to leave the root system intact, ensuring the tree can produce more truffles in the future. The harvesting process is not just about skill, but also intuition. Foragers need to determine the exact ripeness of a truffle based on its scent and firmness. Harvesting too early means the truffle won't have its full flavor, while waiting too long risks it rotting underground. It's a fine balance that comes with experience. This process is time-consuming and labor-intensive, but it's also deeply rewarding. Each truffle unearthed is a small victory, a testament to the skill and dedication of the forager and their four-legged or four-hoofed partner. It's not just a job, it's a labor of love and a dance with nature's rhythms. After the truffles are unearthed, their journey is far from over. These fungi are incredibly perishable, so speed is of the essence. They're quickly transported to processing facilities where their transformation begins. The first step is cleaning. Freshly unearthed truffles are often covered in soil, so they're gently brushed and rinsed to reveal their bumpy, fragrant surfaces. Afterward, they're sorted by size, quality, and type. Premium truffles are reserved for fine dining, while the rest are destined for delicious truffle products. Top-tier truffles are carefully packed into breathable containers to maintain their freshness. These gems are then shipped off to restaurants and gourmet markets, where they'll be shaved over pasta or infused into oils. It's a short but glamorous life for these fungi. For the truffles that don't make the fresh cut, the fun is just beginning. Factories get creative, turning these fungi into a variety of products. Fresh truffles are infused into high-quality olive oil, creating a luxurious ingredient perfect for drizzling over salads, pizzas, or anything that needs a touch of magic. Truffle sauce. Think of this as Truffle's greatest hits album, a rich, flavorful sauce that pairs beautifully with steak, pasta, or even fries. Truffle chocolate. Yes, you read that right. Truffle-flavored chocolate might sound odd, but the earthy, umami notes of truffle pair surprisingly well with sweet, creamy chocolate. It's the dessert you didn't know you needed. Each of these products undergoes rigorous quality control to ensure they deliver the signature truffle experience. After all, when you're dealing with culinary gold, there's no room for error. You might think truffles grow anywhere, but these fungi are picky. They'll only flourish in the roots of specific trees, like oaks and hazelnuts. Truffle farming begins with inoculated saplings, which are young trees that have been treated with truffle spores. These saplings are planted in carefully prepared soil, where they'll grow and, hopefully, produce truffles in a few years. Farmers must be patient. It can take 5 to 7 years before the first truffles appear. During this time, the soil's pH levels, moisture, and nutrient content are closely monitored to create the perfect environment for truffle growth. It's like raising a particularly finicky child who refuses to eat anything but gourmet meals. Truffle orchards also require regular maintenance. Farmers prune the trees, manage competing vegetation, and ensure the soil remains rich in nutrients. The effort is enormous, but the reward of a thriving truffle orchard is worth every ounce of sweat. Truffles are a testament to the beauty of nature's complexity. From their mysterious growth underground to their luxurious role on our plates, they're more than just fungi. They're a culinary adventure. While the U.S. may only produce 200 tons a year, every ounce is a testament to the dedication of farmers, foragers, and furry friends who make it possible. So the next time you enjoy a drizzle of truffle oil or a decadent bite of truffle-infused chocolate, take a moment to appreciate the journey that brought it to your table. After all, truffles aren't just food, they're a story, and it's one worth savoring. Without keeping you waiting, we're now here at a celery field in California, famously known as the celery capital of the United States. With its mild climate and fertile soil, California is the largest celery growing region in the country, meeting the huge demand for this vegetable worldwide. Typically, celery takes about 4 to 5 months to grow and reach its ideal size. Autumn, with its cool and pleasant weather, is the perfect season for harvesting this lush, crisp vegetable. To ensure high productivity and exceptional quality, farmers here rely on advanced machinery specifically designed for harvesting celery efficiently and carefully. Out in these vast fields, you'll see modern machines hard at work, efficiently harvesting celery. These machines are equipped with ultra-sharp horizontal blades that operate close to the ground, cutting the celery stalks neatly at the base without damaging the stems or leaves. The blades are highly precise and run smoothly, guided by advanced sensors to ensure that every row is harvested cleanly and uniformly. Right after cutting, the celery is gently lifted onto an integrated soft conveyor belt. This system carefully transports each stalk to a pre-cleaning area, where dirt and debris are removed using air blowers or rotating brushes. This process helps keep the celery fresh and clean right from the very first step of the harvesting journey. Next, the celery is neatly packed into large baskets. These baskets not only protect the celery from damage, keeping it fresh and intact, but also make it easier to transport to the processing facility. Once at the facility, the baskets are unloaded effortlessly and placed onto modern processing lines, ready for thorough cleaning, packaging, or further processing steps. Modern harvesting machines have made a significant impact on improving agricultural efficiency, especially in vast celery fields. These machines can process dozens of acres each day, saving both time and labor while reducing the heavy workload that used to require a large workforce. They are designed to operate quickly and precisely, ensuring that each stalk of celery is harvested uniformly without causing any damage to the produce. Using machinery also helps reduce long-term production costs, giving farmers a competitive edge in the market. Additionally, the advanced technologies integrated into these harvesting machines not only protect the crops but also help maintain high productivity, meeting the growing demands of consumers. This represents a major leap forward in modern agriculture, bringing benefits not only economically but also environmentally. While modern machinery leads the way in agricultural mechanization, some farmers still rely on traditional hand harvesting methods. However, the combination of manual labor with specialized support machinery has brought about remarkable improvements. This approach optimizes labor effort and speeds up the harvesting process while maintaining the flexibility and care that only human hands can provide. Modern machines are designed to support workers in the most efficient way possible. The upper part of the machine provides spacious areas for workers to sit or stand comfortably, reducing fatigue while moving across large fields. On either side of the machine are two long arms equipped with automatic conveyor belts, allowing workers to easily place celery onto the belts after cutting, streamlining the entire process. Once the celery stalks are neatly cut, they are moved onto a conveyor belt where integrated water sprays provide an initial cleaning, removing dirt and debris right on the spot. Afterward, workers package the celery directly into bags or bundle them together. These bundles are then placed into large baskets at the back of the machine, making it convenient for transport to processing stations or factories. Celery is a delicate vegetable that bruises easily and requires careful handling to maintain its appearance and freshness. This is where manual labor becomes indispensable. Workers are able to inspect each stalk individually, ensuring that only celery meeting quality standards is selected. Hand harvesting is especially valuable in smaller fields or for premium grade celery, where attention to detail is critical for consumer satisfaction. Skilled workers can make adjustments that machines cannot, such as removing damaged leaves or carefully packing celery to prevent bruising during transport. Combining machinery with manual harvesting also provides flexibility. In areas where terrain or weather conditions might limit the effectiveness of machinery, human workers can step in to ensure the harvest is completed without delays. Additionally, this method supports sustainable farming practices by reducing waste, as workers can selectively harvest celery based on its readiness, rather than relying solely on machines that may harvest indiscriminately. The blend of machine precision and human oversight supports the broader goals of sustainable and high-quality agriculture, ensuring that celery harvesting continues to meet the demands of modern markets. Once the celery arrives at the factory, it undergoes a careful processing routine to ensure it meets the highest standards. First, the celery is unloaded and moved to the cleaning area, where high-pressure water jets remove any remaining dirt or impurities. Next, it is sorted and inspected, with damaged or substandard pieces removed. The celery is then trimmed and cut into appropriately sized portions based on its intended use. Finally, it is freshly packaged, ready for distribution and delivery to consumers. Modern machinery works closely with human oversight during the celery processing stages. Machines handle tasks like washing, trimming, and packaging with speed and precision, ensuring efficiency and consistency while keeping the celery fresh and crisp. Automated systems are capable of processing large quantities in a short time, significantly reducing manual labor. At the same time, human inspection plays a vital role in quality control, identifying and removing any damaged pieces that the machines might miss. This collaboration ensures that every stalk of celery meets the highest standards of quality and safety before reaching consumers. At the end of summer, farmers in California carefully prepare for the celery seed sowing process, ensuring the seedlings grow to the highest quality and are ready at just the right time for the season. But how exactly does this seedling process work? Follow us as we explore the fascinating journey of celery seedlings in modern nurseries. The celery seedling process in nurseries is carried out using fully automated machinery, ensuring precision and high efficiency. First, the seedling trays are placed on a preparation line, where they are thoroughly cleaned and carefully inspected. Next, an automated system fills each tray with loose, aerated soil measured with exact precision to create the perfect environment for the seeds to grow and thrive. Once the soil trays are ready, an advanced seed sowing machine precisely places each tiny celery seed in its designated spot, ensuring the correct spacing and depth. Afterward, the trays are moved to an automated watering system, where evenly sprayed water keeps the soil moist, providing the ideal conditions for the seeds to germinate. This process runs continuously and efficiently, allowing thousands of trays to be handled daily with consistent quality. After about 30 to 40 days, the celery seedlings grow strong and healthy, reaching a height of 10 to 15 centimeters, making them ready to be transplanted into the fields. These seedlings mark the beginning of a bountiful harvest, laying the foundation for lush, green celery fields. Once the celery seedlings are nurtured in the nursery, the next step is to prepare the soil, the place where they will grow into vibrant celery plants. Specialized soil tilling machines loosen and aerate the topsoil, making it more porous and ideal for root growth. Afterward, machinery levels the ground and creates neat rows, ensuring the seedlings are planted in straight lines, making irrigation more efficient and the fields easier to manage. Once the soil is ready, modern transplanting machines get to work. Workers sit at designated stations on the machine, carefully lifting seedlings from their trays and placing them onto the machine's conveyor system. The conveyor then moves the seedlings to mechanical arms, which gently plant them into the soil with precise depth and spacing. Thanks to this smart design, the machine ensures that each seedling is planted in straight, evenly spaced rows, optimizing field space and creating the best conditions for celery growth. Throughout the growing process, the plants are provided with water and essential nutrients to ensure healthy development. Now you've gained a complete understanding of how American farmers harvest and process billions of pounds of celery each year. From advanced nurseries to sprawling fields, and finally to cutting-edge processing facilities, this journey showcases the perfect blend of modern technology and the dedication and skill of hardworking people. Thank you for joining us on this fascinating exploration. If you have any questions or thoughts, feel free to leave a comment below. Don't forget to like and subscribe to our channel to keep up with more exciting stories about the world of agriculture. Goodbye for now, and we'll see you in the next video. Hello everyone, welcome back to Agriculture Insight. Did you know that American farmers harvest 84.2 million pounds of Brussels sprouts every year? These tiny, delicious vegetables are not only a fantastic ingredient for healthy meals, but also a great source of fiber, vitamin C, and antioxidants that boost your health and enrich global cuisine. Join us as we dive into the incredible journey of Brussels sprouts, starting from vast, lush fields where each sprout is carefully harvested by skilled farmers with the help of advanced machinery. Then, they're transported to modern processing plants where they're cleaned, sorted, and packed, ready to reach your table in the freshest condition possible. Now, let's step into the fascinating world of these small yet mighty Brussels sprouts. Let's get started. Let's not keep you waiting. We are now at a Brussels sprouts field in California, the leading region for Brussels sprouts production in the United States. With its cool coastal climate and fertile soil, this area provides the perfect environment to grow these small, nutrient-packed vegetables. Typically, Brussels sprouts take about 80 to 100 days to grow from planting to harvest. Fall and early winter, when the temperatures are crisp and cool, are the ideal times for harvesting. This cooler weather allows the sprouts to thrive, giving them a crunchy texture and their best flavor. To ensure top quality and high yields, farmers here use advanced and specialized machinery. These machines are designed specifically to harvest Brussels sprouts quickly and efficiently. making the entire process smoother and more productive. So, how do these modern machines work to harvest Brussels sprouts? Out in the vast fields, specialized harvesting machines slowly move along the rows of Brussels sprouts, performing their tasks with remarkable precision. Equipped with sharp cutting blades, these machines cut the stalks cleanly at the base in an instant as they pass by, preserving the freshness of the plants and minimizing any damage. Farmers sitting on the machines skillfully lift each stalk and place it into the built-in stripping system. Here, the tiny Brussels sprouts are separated from the stalks using rotating drums or stripping blades. Once detached, the sprouts are quickly transported along conveyor belts inside the machine to storage bins, ready for the next steps in their journey. One of the standout features of these machines is their advanced built-in sensors, which can sort Brussels sprouts during the harvesting process. As the sprouts move along the conveyor belt, the sensor system scans each one to identify any that don't meet quality standards, such as those that are damaged or too small. These imperfect sprouts are automatically removed through a separate sorting mechanism, ensuring that only fresh, high-quality sprouts are stored in the bins. Meanwhile, the leftover stalks and leaves are returned directly to the field, acting as a natural fertilizer. This not only enriches the soil, but also helps maintain its fertility for the next planting season. Semi-automated harvesters significantly reduce the time and labor required compared to traditional hand harvesting methods. A single machine, operated by a small team, can process acres of Brussels sprouts in a day, making it an ideal solution for large-scale farming operations. At the same time, it allows for greater flexibility and adaptability in the field. For example, workers can adjust the machine settings to suit varying stalk sizes or to harvest selectively based on ripeness. Another advantage is sustainability. By combining the power of machines with human precision, semi-automated harvesting reduces waste and minimizes the environmental impact of farming. The efficiency of the process means less energy consumption and fewer resources used per harvested sprout. Moreover, the ability to selectively harvest ensures that only mature sprouts are collected, leaving smaller ones to continue growing. The semi-automated harvesting of Brussels sprouts represents a perfect marriage of technology and human expertise. This approach not only enhances productivity, but also ensures the delivery of fresh, high-quality sprouts to consumers. But technology doesn't stop there. It's taken things a step further with fully automated machines that significantly reduce the need for human labor. These machines are similar in design to the previous harvesters, but come equipped with intelligent robotic arms and advanced sensor systems. After the sharp cutting blades neatly sever the Brussels sprout stalks at the base, the robotic arms, with incredible precision, swiftly grab each stalk and gently place it into the stripping system. The sensors are programmed to identify and handle each stalk with care, ensuring no sprouts are missed or damaged during the process. This level of automation not only increases efficiency, but also ensures the highest quality for every harvested Brussels sprout. The use of modern machinery in harvesting Brussels sprouts doesn't just boost efficiency. It plays a vital role in enhancing the overall value of agriculture. These advanced machines not only increase productivity, but also ensure consistent quality for every Brussels sprout. With integrated sensors and automatic sorting capabilities, the harvesting process becomes faster and more precise, eliminating substandard produce right from the start. This approach reduces the cost of manual labor and saves time in subsequent processing stages. Additionally, returning the leftover stalks and leaves to the fields helps enrich the soil, promoting sustainability for future crops. The seamless combination of technology and nature is the key to building a well-rounded and sustainable future for agriculture. The application of technology doesn't stop in the fields. It continues to play a crucial role in processing Brussels sprouts at the factory. After being harvested, the sprouts are loaded into large bins on trucks and transported to a modern processing facility. Once they arrive, the process begins as the bins are emptied into a large holding tank. From there, the Brussels sprouts are moved onto the first conveyor belt, which carries them to the sorting area. At this stage, larger debris such as stalks, leaves, or leftover plant material is removed using mesh screens and automatic vibrating mechanisms. Once sorted, the Brussels sprouts are sent to the washing area, where they are cleaned with high-pressure water jets. This process thoroughly removes dirt and any remaining soil from the surface, ensuring the Brussels sprouts are perfectly clean and ready for the next steps. Next, the standard-sized Brussels sprouts move to the sorting area, where they travel on a specially designed conveyor belt with gaps between its slats. When sprouts reach the appropriate size, they automatically drop onto a secondary conveyor belt, thanks to this clever design. The sprouts that drop onto the secondary belt are then taken to the manual inspection area. Here, workers perform a final check for color and freshness. This crucial step ensures that only the highest quality Brussels sprouts are selected for the next stages of processing. After going through thorough sorting and inspection, the Brussels sprouts are sent to the trimming area. Here, automated blades swiftly remove any wilted leaves or unnecessary stem parts, giving each sprout a clean, polished look and perfect shape. Finally, the Brussels sprouts move to the packaging area. At this stage, automated machines portion them into bags or boxes with precise weights, ready for storage or transportation. This process not only ensures consistency and quality, but also optimizes time and efficiency, delivering a flawless product to consumers. As you can see, every vast field starts with tiny seeds, and Brussels sprouts are no exception. With the help of modern technology, the seedling process has become a fascinating step, where these small seeds are carefully nurtured to prepare for their journey toward lush green growth. First, seed trays are prepared in advance and placed into a system that fills each compartment with nutrient-rich soil. This soil is meticulously processed to remove impurities, ensuring the ideal foundation for the seeds to thrive. Next, the Brussels sprout seeds go through an automatic sorting process to ensure they are uniform in size and quality before being precisely sown into individual compartments of soil-filled trays by a seeding machine. These trays are then neatly arranged on moving racks and transported to the nursery care area. After 4 to 6 weeks, once the seedlings have grown strong and healthy, they are ready to be transplanted into the vast fields of California. At the start of summer, specialized plowing machines get to work, efficiently breaking up the soil to create a loose, nutrient-rich layer. This process not only removes weeds and leftover debris, but also improves soil aeration, creating the perfect environment for Brussels sprouts to thrive. Once the soil is perfectly prepared, modern planting machines take over the job. These machines are specially designed to maximize efficiency, helping farmers plant seedlings quickly and accurately. Each young plant is gently lifted from its seed tray and placed into pre-made holes in the soil, spaced evenly to provide the ideal room for growth. At the same time, the machine's automated system carefully fills the soil back around the base of the plants, securing them firmly and protecting the delicate roots from environmental factors. After planting, the Brussels sprouts fields are watered regularly to maintain the right level of moisture for healthy growth. Throughout the growing process, farmers closely monitor the plants, providing essential nutrients as needed to ensure they grow strong and healthy. the use of specialized machinery plays a key role, not only reducing the labor required, but also increasing precision and efficiency in every step of the care process. And there you have it, a complete overview of how American farmers harvest and process thousands of tons of Brussels sprouts each year. This journey showcases the perfect blend of modern technology and the dedication and skill of hardworking people. Don't forget to like this video and subscribe to our channel for more exciting stories about the world of agriculture. Goodbye, and see you in the next video.